It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
All right, so as I said, the NFL is awesome in their marketing, their branding. They are just one of the best to ever do it, seriously. You know, Super Bowl gets over. The next thing we start talking about is the draft. And the draft, that goes up until 2 or 3 months leading up to the draft. And after the draft, we start talking about, of course, the free agency and all that. Then we start talking about what? We got a special show.
That's right.
Tonight.
That's right. Dun, 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 dun.
About the NFL schedules. Dun, dun, dun. Schedules. They got talking points. So, matter of fact, they do it. We might as well do it, too. Did you know that in this upcoming schedule, typically the number one, the team that wins the Super Bowl, supposedly supposed to have they're supposed to have the hardest schedule, too.
That's true. That's true.
If you look at the, in terms of competition and the value of the teams they're playing, they should have the toughest schedule. But would you want to guess who has the easiest schedule coming out?
It better be the Commanders.
It should be.
I was just going to say that.
By the way, if I got a dollar every time I somewhat cringe when I hear Commanders because that name is still, like, got me.
It's okay.
I mean, it's just.
You say the same thing about Twitter, and now look at you. You say Twitter like it ain't no problem.
Facebook, too.
You say it like it ain't no problem.
Every chance he gets.
Exactly. You say it like it ain't no problem.
That's
true. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You said Uber. What's an Uber?
Yeah, Google. Google's kind of strange. Hey, Google's kind of strange.
Word.
I know.
What even a word?
Now it's something you have to execute. Google that. Like Xerox when it first came out. You don't copy anything. You Xerox stuff. Hey, it develops a whole life of its own. But anyway, the Dallas Cowboys, believe it or not.
Them boys
has your crew, Rob Pam.
I'm disappointing you.
Has the easy schedule. Coming up in 2022.
And they still go back.
They can still go screw.
Watch it.
Y'all gonna blow it.
Who says it's the easiest
schedule? Well, according to experts, like K-Mac and Reese, I mean, it's the easiest schedule.
Easy as I can find. Cakewalk. No problem. But that's okay. So, assuming that, they should be favored to win the division.
I mean, I'm not saying all that.
So when they don't.
They're your division.
That's right.
So what does that mean about you?
So when they don't. Well, hold on.
Okay.
I said favorite.
Favorite. Okay.
You know what I mean? So favor's a funny thing.
you can have it and you can lose it.
That's right. And there's no guarantee. But put it that way. So with all of that being said, that just means we're setting Dallas up once again for a colossal failure. That's all it is.
It happens every year.
You got the easiest schedule on the
planet. Right, right.
Right?
Right.
You got the most rambunctious and rowdy fans you could imagine. Obnoxious, some people would say.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's right. You're a Dallas fan?
Absolutely. It's okay. I'm writing down this date.
Write it down.
Write it in ink, by the way. Don't write it in pencil.
I got a pen.
Good. Write it in ink.
Or if you're having trouble writing it, just go back and write what you wrote last year. it ain't changed.
Or the year before that.
Or the year before that. Matter of fact, when Troy Aikman was 20, write that down. Because he ain't coming back through those doors, I'm telling you right now. Because I know you like to forget about the Tony Romo era, but guess what? You can't.
You can't do it.
You can't forget about the Tony Romo era, which gave me so much joy. It's just wonderful. But Dallas does have the predicted. Now, a lot of that is because of the NFC East, right?
Right.
So the NFC East is, I won't say the weakest conference.
Right. Mm.
But I would say they're not the strongest. How about that?
Well, I think, isn't that saying the same thing?
Weakest negative.
but it also can be true.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
You know what, Mark Jackson?
It can't be.
I'm going to need you to go on with all that. It can't be true, too. Though. So I'm just saying we're not the strongest conference today. We're not the strongest conference.
What's the prediction of the Commanders?
Well, I...
you got to worry about that.
I was going to mention that to Vicky that I'm looking at the Panthers schedule.
Oof.
Open up against Atlanta. Got to pay the Ravens.
Yeah, those division games, you just never know anyway. Yeah,
I know.
But
So here's what I like about rankings and list.
Got the Rams this year.
If they say you're tied for 31,
In terms of rankings,
how many teams is it?
Yeah, it's 32.
So I mean, you and somebody else.
Yeah, so why are y'all last?
Yes.
That was that mean.
So I may be last, but the Cowboys are dead ass last.
That's right. That's true.
Don't let them. We are both tied for 31 in points allowed and fewer points scored.
Wow. By the way, just tune in tonight, 8:00. You can get all you need. Trust me, you get all you need to know about the damn schedule that's covered out. Everything
and some.
And some. I'm talking about. They're an unbelievable marketing machine. I give it to them. I mean, you can make anything out. They make anything out of anything. Yeah, I'll put it that way.
Okay. Now, a lot of people that's probably listening, just a little education point, since we like to keep people up to speed. The way that they do it by opponents. Combined records in 2021.
Right.
So this new schedule is coming out. They do it by your combined record of your opponents in this upcoming season. And they also do it by the win percentage of your opponents in this upcoming season.
Gotcha.
That your opponents had in 2021 for this upcoming season. So basically, they do it off of the people that you're playing now, how well they played last year, which that's all they can do. So that's how you do it.
Real, just one quick comment, then want to let Vicky tell us something. Let's go to L.A. Lakers search. This whole thing about who's going to be the next coach, because this is going to be significant given, trying to follow up on.
I don't see nobody out there.
Well, Mark Jackson names has been coming out. And
what's it been, 15 years?
Yeah, that
was his last contract 15 years ago. Reece.
Yeah, Mark has been he's been marred by some comments he made regarding homosexuality and things of that nature. So that's been following him, when he was coaching before, particularly aimed towards gay individuals. I guess he didn't realize that one of the owners of the Golden State Warriors at the time was gay. That probably wasn't a good thing for him to do. So that's that's not a good look at all. So a lot of that's kind of following him. We're talking 2011-2014 season, which is almost it's 8 years ago. So you think it should?
And essentially, he said that they were Collins.
Jason Collins. Yeah.
Jason Collins.
Yes.
And I guess it's
all. And Rick Welts was the other. He at the time, and may still be the president of the Golden State Warriors. So, anyway.
He said they were going to go to hell.
And Mark Jackson is ordained minister. I think I'm right about that.
Absolutely.
They get caught up in that. And anyway, you know what? I'll talk about that offline because I won't respond to that, but. It's relative to my church in Birmingham, so I'm about to talk about that offline. Let's go.
Virgin Cigars of Raleigh.
All right, Mark, they listening.
That's the top cigars from around the world for you to smell, hold, and taste before taking them home. Receive a free gift with your first purchase. Stop it across from CarMax on Glenwood Avenue and online at virgincigarsnc.com. And be sure to ask about their private lounge. When you smoke, smoke the best with cigars from Virgin Cigars.
Are you someplace, somewhere, somehow? He's Game Day Charlie.
All right.
My man.
All right. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing good, man.
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. You know, it's we have game 6 tonight for the Carolina
Hurricanes.
That's
right, baby.
Let's do it.
Playoff game tonight at Boston. And is that Pam?
Absolutely. I'd never miss you.
Whatever.
Good morning, Pam.
Okay, I know.
Good morning, Game Day.
All right. Now, as I was saying, Game 6 tonight, Canes at Boston. They can win it tonight if they can take care of business. They won, seemed like all these games have been kind of close, and then they ended up being blowouts. They won the other night 5-2. And so Seth Jarvis, one of the rookies on the team, you know, he scored a couple of goals the other night. He has three on in the series now. So it's going to be a big night for the Canes, and see if they don't get it done. We're not going to talk about that. You know, it'll be a game seven on Saturday, but they hope that they can get it done tonight in Boston, so they can rest up, and they will take on the winner of the New York Rangers and Pittsburgh series that's going on now. Rangers won last night, but they're still down 3-2 in that series.
Mm. Wow. Well, that's interesting.
So did they finally get you to go out and travel game day? Did they make it to the level of getting game day to come visit and follow the team? They didn't make it yet. Is it Stanley Cup only?
Well, no. We'll wait till the next round.
Okay, all right. Okay.
We'll wait till the next round.
Well, speaking of travel, again, we talked game day, Charlie. We're up with game day each and every Thursday. Game day, in the past, did you go to the – you should cover the ACC meetings or something?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And where was that located at? Because I saw something this week on it.
Yeah, Amelia Island. And they have their meetings this week down there. And as a matter of fact, you know, there's some news coming out there. You know, the ACC are mulling the fact that they want to get rid of the divisions in football.
Thank you.
And they're going with this kind of discussing on the 3-5-5 format, which means it's not a defense, which means three permanent teams, you know, then five, and then the other five will rotate in, years after. So that's what they're thinking about, and we'll see, you know, if that. Usually they wrap up today. Now, will they vote on it today? That's a whole other thing. But just keep your ears out on the news coming out of Amelia Island.
So
yes,
I guess you got to spin it again. Yeah, I missed that. They want to get rid of the Coastal and Atlantic divisions. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, and make it one division. And because when we had that pandemic year in 2020, you know, when everybody was playing just conference games, TV like that, when it was just ACC teams just playing ACC teams and everything. So we kind of like that too.
Exactly.
You know, so that's what they're looking at. So we'll see if that comes to.
So three permanent games. So Carolina and Duke are going to always play each other. Although, regardless of division, they can always get a chance to play each other. State, Carolina, always play each other, you know, as a part of that three permanent. That's right. What we're saying, right?
Yes. So you, let's just say, for example, you know, Carolina's three permanent will be, you know, Duke, North Carolina State, and probably, let's say, I don't know, Georgia Tech, just to throw something out there.
Okay.
Or somebody else from the old division, Florida State or somebody.
Yeah, Florida State.
It probably won't be Duke, NC State, and say Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so we'll see how that shakes out if it comes to pass here.
I mean, I do like the fact that they play the local teams, because it doesn't make any sense why Duke and Carolina or State, they don't play each other every year. I mean, why not?
Every year.
Every year they should play each other. So, yeah, I like that.
Florida State, Miami, every year.
Yeah, every year. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, the thing that's been bothersome to some people around here is, you know, Duke and NC State don't play each other.
That's okay.
You know, every year.
I mean,
there was one stretch where I think they went around about 7 years between playing each other or something. So that's kind of you know,
come
absurd.
On, man.
You know,
y'all know the only game you want.
I got to get you a comment. You got 30 seconds to answer a question. Totally different. Sam Howell came out and said he only eats chicken.
That ain't new.
I knew that. And even when he go to steakhouse, he order chicken. And when he go to team dinners, he bring his own chicken nuggets. Your response for that game, Day?
Yeah, we've heard him say that before. So, yeah, he said that during his sophomore year. I heard we said that. So that's nothing. Nothing new. It's kind of strange that I heard that then. So
I know.
So you know. So it's Sam. Okay. You know, steak is not too bad, Sam. So.
All right, Game Day, appreciate you, man. CJ Manning on Twitter just sent me, tweeted at me, "This is your guy." Like something wrong with him. Man, nothing wrong with chicken.
Are we missing out on something?
Why is that?
Some of the world's finest athletes are eating chicken nuggets.
I know. All right, Game Day, have a good weekend.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.